Let's see how your organisation can systematically make better use of its time.
Better meetings. Cancel meetings you don't need. Shorten meetings you do and only invite people that really need to be there. Tighten agendas and enforce preparation discipline.
Encourage breaks. Reset expectations and make proper breaks the norm.
Work management tools. Invest in organisation-wide software that helps people use their time effectively.
Micro goals. Remember Amabile and Kramer's research. Break big outcomes into frequent milestones to keep motivation levels high.
Training and workshops. Deliver training and workshops that let people share tips and explore bottlenecks.
The gift of time. In his book, Give and Take, Adam Grant spells out one of the strongest predictors of group effectiveness. It's when people help each other. Collaboration is another example of spending time to create better productivity. The people he refers to as givers give their time to coach, train, advise, and share knowledge with others. When others reciprocate, everyone wins.
The idea of competition and pitting colleagues against one another sounds like it will get the best from everyone, but in truth, only a few will thrive. In a culture of reciprocal giving, everyone can thrive. You need to weed out those Grant calls takers.
But the givers need time to work on their own stuff, so you must first ensure that they can set aside quiet times and have access to quiet spaces, so their inclination to give does not overwhelm their need to deliver. And second, you must encourage everyone to ask for help when they need it.
This short clip is from the Time Management Pocketbook. The full-length audio and the paperback and ebook versions are published by Management Pocketbooks. Further details at pocketbook.co.uk.